Krishna is lying, and the persons that are lying and stealing, that will be required. What is this? Gaudhuribol. The Dikas effect. Manimaya Mandiri Pashyati Chidram ki, in a temple built of diamonds and jewels, Ijindika Pashyati Chidram, the ants attempt is to find some hole there. It is to steal the ocean, like to steal the ocean. Dancing, chanting, being mad with the Leela Rasa, Krishna, Vrindavan Rasa, and this intoxicating Rasa to oneself. The sahaja of the extreme. Their sense experience with men and women, the attribute to the Vajras, is like that. Most unfortunate, unhappy. Harirasa Madira. Hariras has been compared with Madira, with wine. The Harirasa Madira. Drink her of the Hari Rasa, Vrajalila, and began to dance. Like, that is my most the high fortune. And this is the lowest degradation, that by this liquor to have to drink hard and to dance. What is the hardest? How they can come to see it? And in Pavanna Jivanati, I have quoted the poems of Mahajana, and not compiled by myself. To give some correction to them. But mostly it is all quoted from Sarvabhauma. This fact, it is from Sarvabhauma. Harirasa Madira Amadati Matta Uvividhutama Natapane Sita. In Charitamrita also, that it is, the shloka is there. And perhaps in this way, he must have found something, some support from Prabhupada Jivan. Ludicrous. This is ludicrous. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So God is sweet. So the Rasagulla will take the position of God, is it? God. Madhurang, madhurang, babhurashya viho, madhurang, madhurang, badanang, madhurang. All madhu, his connection is all sweet. All the sweetness of the mundane world, we shall take that and we'll be satisfied. This is presentation coming from ISKCON or from Jaitritya Party.
Some of the Jaitirtha party.
Jaitirtha party.
Some of the people who like intoxication.
Hare Krishna. Then any other?
No.
How did you see that Jai Gaurandu? Intoxication, and then go on chanting. They easily dance, the singing, dancing, and rolling on the earth, that will be very cheap by the help of the intoxication.
Come very easily.
It's all deception. Even yoga, Yamadivis Yogapati Kamadubhatu Mu. You yogis, you think that by the process of controlling the breath, you are getting peace of mind and also control over the senses, but it's only for the time being. It may continue for life together, but it is an artificial thing. It cannot be have any permanent contribution. Yamadivis Yogapati Kama Loha. You think that the control of this lust and anger, that is all, and you will find a peace, a sort of peace within you. You are master of calm and cold, etc., love, etc. But that position you cannot retain. That is a dual position of peace, and that cannot be maintained permanently. You will have to fall down. Yamadivis, Yogapati, Kamaloha, Hato Muhu, temporarily. Mukunda Sivayaj Advatta Sadhatmana Pranapana. By the service of Mukunda, what sort of peace you will find within you, it cannot reach to that quality. This is artificial means of checking the calm clothes, etc., that are disturbing the mind and bringing quick reaction. You may be about that, yoga siddhi. For the time being, you may find your place and no troubles from the senses. You may find you are king master of the, of your senses. By the practice of breath, shas, vayu, prana vayu. But it's temporary, just as in Ajahn and Dubakhan also. Vyaschittam, vimarsanam, hastisnano, vyaschitta. I've done something sinful. And if I do prashchitta, for that one practice, it is unsolved. But next moment again I shall commit to that. But by grand prashchitta, we may achieve some permanent, more permanent character of abstention from this sinful activity. Venugul Mamivanova, the whole year. And the next year, again when the rainy season will come, all the shrubs will come out. But Kechit Kevulaya Bhukta Vasudeva Parayana Avangudhunanti Kastena Niharmi Vasu. But what sort of purity, what type of purity we shall attain in coming in connection with the service of Vasudeva, That is of eternal factor, and it is of a peculiar, purest type. That we cannot hope to attain by any other method, what we get by our submission to and acceptance of the service of that reality, the beautiful. That sort of peace can never be found anywhere. That our understanding with the highest center, proper understanding and adjustment with the highest center, that will give us such sort of peace and free from anxiety of all types. That cannot be attained, cannot be achieved by any sort of artificial methods, which is not in connection with the understanding of the highest center. In Bhagavatam, Tapasino, Dhano Parajana Sushino, Subhidev, in his inaugurating speech, he's saying to the scholars, there I know in this assembly, there are scholars, yogis, tapasvi of different types, but you, I bless What I am going to say to you, you consider tapasino. There are many penance making ascetics. Dhanupara, who has famous for their donations, big donations, Dhanupara. Then Jashasino, there may be many famous by their writings or their sacrifice. Yashasino, Mantravida, there may be many who are well versed in the application of the mystic words. Mantravida, Sumangala, Khemanda Vindanti Yadatpanang Vina. But you think in you. In yourself, none of them. So, understanding is the highest essential truth that can give us your peaceful and harmonious life, and no partial attainment can cope with that sort of acquisition. Older. Intoxication. There are so many in India also. By this Gangika Siddhi, there are so many things. By taking that, they may settle in something particular thought for some time more by helping. But that won't produce any permanent result. Concentration, artificial concentration, everything is artificial. Contribution from the mundane cannot but be artificial under the blue eye nature. This, in other words, is fossil fatherism. The fossil has created God. Fossil, from the fossil consciousness, God consciousness has come. Or from fossil, when it developed into human section, then in the human mind grows the God conception. So fossil is the cause to produce God conception. The fossil is the father of the God. So man then, intoxication, that can give birth to the happy extent of the conception of the absolute beauty and sweetness. This is atheism. Atheism. How Tulasi may help us. One may say, then how Tulasi Shalogram may help us, that is apparently that is matter. The deity apparently matter, how it can help us. But it is not so. Originally it is spiritual, but in the form of matter. Oh, this is this theistic line. And this Mayavadi line, that we want anything, a model, a doll, and by attending to that I am to improve my own things. That is my concept. Gaudhuri, Gaudhuri, Gaudhuri. Everything must come down, Sautapantha, revealed way. And nothing can go up from here, Aruha Pantha. Ascending method has been discarded. Only descending, he can come to us. We cannot produce him, go to him against his will. He can take us. As I told Arjuna Samaj, if finite can know infinite, approach infinite is no infinite. But infinite cannot make himself known to finite, he is knowing finite. Yamini Vaishav Vinuti Tena Lobha. No further way of attaining him. Nannapantha Vidyati Ayanaya. Only one way, that he will graciously descend to me and I shall be able to find. He is of such superior nature. We have to accept that. Otherwise, why it is necessary for searching after him? He is so available in this mundane world as one of us. Yamane Vaishav Vanuti Tena Lobha. Only by Srauta Pantha, Parampajya Guru Parampa, he can come down, then we can find him. And when we can participate, all this rubbish goes, vanishes away, and our inner principle, which is connected with that plane, we can find. And we can be helped from upwards, and not we can run in a hill to reach this top. Gaur Hari Gaur, Jami Vaishap Punati, Tenala Bhattas Vaisha Atma, Vivanati, Tanama Sva. We must not give here. Okay?
Always.
Okay. Which question?
Kamala Krishna.
Kamala Krishna.
Mm.
How many questions?
1, 2, 3, 4, about five.
Five.
Some of them are quite short. First he says, in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, the different chapters are called by different types of nam. Bhauma nam, Dibya nam, Priya nam, Bhajan nam. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the different chapters are named after different types of nam. Bhauma nam, Dibya nam, Priya nam, Bhajan nam.
Bhajan.
Yes. He wants to know why the chapters are given those names. What's the reason?
First, which name?
Bhauma.
Mm. Then Dibba. Mm. Then
Priyanam.
Priya. Then Bhajan.
Yeah.
And then?
He's only given those.
Four.
He's not given them all, perhaps.
What do you think? This is a new thing, but it is not unintelligible. According to the purity of the name stage, it is classified. Bhauma, the more material conception mixed with it. So, more material than spiritual. Dibba, then the major portion of its conception is supernatural. Natural, then supernatural. Then third stage is Priya. Then there we find some natural test. So long as duty we have to do with Shraddha. And now it reaches the stage of Ruchi. Ruchi. In the beginning, there may not be ruchi. Pittu patapta rasanasyana ruchi kānu kintādara adhanudinam kalusai vajushta saddhikkama dhoti tadgada mūgavanti. In the beginning, with the help of Shraddha, we have to take it and just, it may not be felt very sweet. Just as when there is biles, attack of biles, this sugar candy,
sugar candy.
Tastes bitter. But when the disease is cured, and gradually sugar candy will taste sweet. Mm. That is the medicine to drive away the disease. First sugar candy is bitter, and then we will take more and more, and the disease will be off, and the sugar candy taste will be sweet. Mm. Pitupatapta sat krishna nama charitari sitat pavidya pitupatapta rasanasya nauru chikanu kintadara adanu dinam kalu shaiva yushta saddhikkamad bhoti sadhugata mulam. So in the third step, the sweet taste of the sugar candy comes back after doing away the effect, influence of the biles, attack of biles, or avidya. Mm. So, in the beginning it is material, more natural, then supernatural position comes, then the sweetness, inner sweetness, comes to open it to us. And the third, and then the third, then we can go on with real bhajan, that is the service, the stage of service, seva begins. Seva begins. That is, it is become automatic, spontaneous. Otherwise, it is labored, aiming at the desired result. But when it tastes sweet, then only the basis of that, the natural service begins, and then it comes, it attains the stage of bhajan, the fourth stage. And then it will divulge, it will express the roop out of it, roop. Then Parikar Vaishishtha Lila, in this way it goes on. Then the first, second question.
Srimad Bhagavatam is the incarnation of Sri Krishna. So is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu the incarnation of Srimati Radharani? He is asking.
It is generally told, but as in Krishna, relatively Radharani and all other serving group included, as in the name of king, so many of his paraphernalia included. So in Bhagavatam, there is everything, not only Krishna. Krishna predominating, and there are so many others along with Krishna. So many discussions is not possible statement. Krishna mainly, and in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is also Krishna and Bhakti. Mm. Bhakti. Mainly the vaibhav of Radharani, we may say. Mm. And Bhakti, she is the predominating, most predominating. Mm. That we may say. But there is relatively Krishna and his group also there. The Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa. But all mainly serving tendency. Mm. Oh, then
in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the second part, there is mention of 10-syllable Gopal mantra. He says, can you tell us that mantra?
Can you?
Can you tell us what is that mantra? 10-syllable Gopal mantra.
I don't remember. Mention of Gopal mantra.
Yeah.
Dadasakar, or what is, no? That is not mentioned.
10-syllable.
James 11.
Yeah.
I shall have to consult Hari Bhakti Vilas on that before I can give any definite statement about that. This Vasudeva Mantra is found Dvadasakhara in Bhagavatam in case of Dhruva. But this Gopala Mantra I did not remember. I found to consult Hari Bhakti Vilas.
Then one last question. In Chaitanya Bhagavat,
yes.
He says, when Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, went to the kingdom of Guhak Chandal, he fell into a trance for 3 days. He is asking, why? Why did he fall into trance, and who is Guhak Chandal? In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Nityananda Prabhu went to the king. Two questions.
That also I am to consult that portion where it is mentioned.
Yeah.
So in general I can say that Nityananda Prabhu's type, very type was that Ramchandra grace towards the fallen. Guhak Chandal case when Ramchandra was very much graciously inclined towards Guhaka, the Chandal, Patit Pavan, his deliverer of the fallen. And Nityananda Prabhu is of, his main temperament is such. So when they both came together, that memory in Ramchandra's age of that Patit Pavan, he was one with that temperament and went besides himself, welcomed it so deeply that he was fully identified with that idea and was absorbed in that attention. Patit Pavan Lila. He himself was that, and in Ramchandra that was depicted to the high extent there. So the equal temperament that came to meet and lost themselves in one function of Patit Pavan. So much absorbed there. So much absorbed in that Leela of Ramchandra for God Himself. The most appreciator of that Leela, Nitya. This is the fourth.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all. So Gopal Mantra to be consulted, Hari Bhakti Vilas.
Yeah, I can do it.
And another?
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Chaitanya Bhagavat, this is Guhakchandra.
Yeah.
But this is the gist of the Nityananda's Leela. It was on contrast.
Yes.
He lost himself here in memory of the Leela of Ramchandra there in Patit Pavan.
Yes.
That is his heart, his own heart. Hare Krishna.
I had one small question. Recently I saw in Hari Bhakti Vilas that for Diksha there are some months are auspicious, some months are inauspicious. Diksha Samai. So, but we do not attach much importance to that. Is that just for Sanatana has given that for a reason?
For us, Special Sanaminas, that means according to the Odhikar, the receiving capacity.
Yes.
On Odhikar.
Mm.
Yes. Which are, it is not fit for this stage, particular stage.
Mm. Mm.
According to that, the auspicious or ominous to be settled.
Yes,
Adhikar. Mm. Dushtapal Koribe Archam.
Mm.
That in dream that gentleman got this, the professor in that.
Yeah.
That Karambas got in his dream.
Yeah.
This is Argo Radish.
Charandas.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Guru Master, that is a concussion.
Yeah, Rasabas.
Maybe in his dream, but that shows that he is a false man. Not having a real touch with the reality.
Yes.
If Rus Sanatan and Kaviraj Goswami Narottam Thakur, we have to accept, we must accept their decision, their vision, their estimation. And this is Gamma, and this is Anumadi. Nitai Radha Gaurusam, what is this?
Nitai Gaurusam.
This is against, yes.
Mm.
And then to divide the mantras that are coming down, it is coming down, it is rather a living thing, and to, according to our whim, we can cut it asunder, and we can, a part of that, another part we can make together and create. That idea is also not happy.
Was he in the time of Prabhupada or before, earlier?
A little earlier.
And there's another one also.
And he wanted to have Prabhupada within his community very earnestly.
I see.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur wasn't Prabhupada.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't be a captive to that false man.
Very good.
Once I heard from Prabhupada, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is going to Mahaprabhu's house and Prabhupada is following him here in Navadvip. And just by the front of that Samajbari, their institution. And the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is gone perhaps a few steps further, and he suddenly came and stood before Prabhupada. You are our future prospect. In this way, he began to eulogize Prabhupada very much. Then Prabhupada was stopped for a minute or so. Then again, joined Bhaktivinoda Thakur, asked Prabhupada what that man was telling you.
Mm.
That he was saying like this, you are our father. Be very cautious. Don't be a captive to that man's
trap. There's another one also, another mantra. I don't know, another person perhaps. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Radhe Govinda. What is that?
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Yeah, yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Radhe Govinda.
That's another gentleman, huh?
Yes.
Another concoction.
And then it comes in the name of Advaita Prabhu also.
They say Advaita Vansh.
There is one Gandhi. Is Ramchandra. Radhira. Now there is one Bhulananda Giri in Hot Pass Mayavadi. Gaudiya Shankara Sita Ram, Radhi Radhi Sham Sham. He also entered Gaudiya Shankara also within that. Gaudiya Shankara Sita Ram, Radhi Radhi Sham Sham. And the Gandhi has also in introduced one.
Yes. Ishwara Teri Naam or something.
Raja Ram. Bhagavata Bhava Nashitara.
Raghupati Raghava
Raghava. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram. Patita Bhava Nashitara.
Yes.
This is men. And sometimes they join Ishwara Allah Teri Naam.
Yeah.
Sabkai Sumati De Bhagavan. This is added.
Yeah.
With that. Ishwara Allah Teri Naam.
Yeah.
Sabkai Sumati De Bhagavan. Then, partial representation. You may be told by some as Ishwara, some may be told as Allah, that your name, of course, your Vaibhav. There is no harm.
He added that
but
verse.
Not all equal.
Gandhi added that verse. Hindu-Muslim compromise.
Yes, for complete Shara Allah Teri Naam. Sab koi sumati de Bhagavan. When he was hit, he was shot. Haram, haram. And soon that was in half an hour, passed back.
Told Haram.
Haram.
Oh, I thought he told Hare Ram.
We were told at that time in the paper.
I see.
Haram, Haram. With pronouncing these words. Unconscious and losing half an hour. Two bullets in the heart. That gentleman, that God said, Gandhi, that was the rumor that Gandhi would be shot. Murdered. So Jawaharlal arranged for his protection, serving police. So he accepted, but I was told, when I shall attend the religious class, I don't want any protection. That would be ludicrous. I am going to pray for the Lord and some police guard, and not to surrender to him. I can't tolerate that idea. So when he went to attend his class, take his class, just kirtan and bhajan of this thing. He was living near in Birla Mandir, that Ridge Road in Delhi. Birla Mandir is there.
Yes.
Residing and nearby the park, I heard. When I was in Delhi for 3 years, at that time he was under construction. Now, the Delhi of the present day, I do not know anything. But I knew it in 27, 8, 9, 30. The Ridge Road, that was the end of the western side. Talcott Rakhla is there, and then the Bishop Birla constructed a temple there. I did not see it. I heard. And there was a park, and he was going that park, to the park to begin his bhajan. At that time, that God say, perhaps he had some connection with Savarkar or so. It was told. He came and just bowed down before him, and then went up and with his pistol, perhaps a revolver, he shot twice. And haram, haram, that was the last part, and he fell down. And his spectacle also cast thrown to some distance. And in some came, that man was given a good beating, but anyhow, police intervened and took him to be captive. And Gandhi was at once removed to that Birla house, and within half an hour he expired. No other knowledge came back, unconscious. 아직 이겼어. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Maybe Namavar.
Yes.
But we can't tolerate the idea when he came to Puri. His wife, he did not enter the temple because it is not open to the untouchables. But his wife, he privately went to see Jagannath. And when he came to near now this,
he was enraged.
He was very much enraged. We can't tolerate this idea. His control is more than over her than that of Jagannath. In that case, in his case, with Jagannath, he should not come to interfere. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Our Guru Maharaj told us that Gandhi has said in a public meeting that he did not believe that Krishna really existed or that he was a historic personality, but no faith.
I could not trust that anywhere. But once he told concerning Rabindranath, that when I am engaged in the service of Ramchandra in restoring the Sita of Charka for the country, Rabindranath wants to play the flute and to make the gopis dance here. That was his remark against Rabindranath. He likes to make the gopis dance by his flute, kadbam. But I want to recover Charka, Sita, in the following Ramchandra. That is, was his verse and mantra. And what about Ramchandra? He was a man of history, incarnation of Lord Ramchandra. His incarnation was true, and Krishna was concoction.
I'm but told like that.
I don't saw it. Did not see it anywhere. But he tried to express his faith in God conception. So much so that he told that once I was in Africa, was handling a machine, and some urgent printing was necessary. Some printing was urgent at that time. But the machine is in disorder. No way I can repair it and to produce. But I took the name of the Lord. Please come to my relief. And the machine started and did my desire then. So I have faith in God in this way. His son was attacked by a disease. Hopeless condition, but he left. But I took to Ramchandra the name, and I believe that my son was cured by the influence of the name, and so many other things. That whenever I am in danger, of course I try